Changes to Ireland's triple lock to remove the requirement for UN backing before defence forces can participate in peacekeeping missions overseas goes to Cabinet tomorrow. Taoiseach Simon Harris says the permanent Security Council members like Russia should not have a veto on Ireland's forces going overseas. This is what he told RT Radio's This Week programme yesterday.
The idea of the UN Security Council having a veto on where we deploy Irish troops in relation to peacekeeping is something that needs to be modified. The UN Security Council hasn't found itself in a position to authorise a peacekeeping mission since 2014. I think everybody in this country is very proud of the work done by the men and women of Óglaigh na hÉireann overseas in peacekeeping. But we cannot have a situation where any one of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, Russia or anybody else, can veto that decision.
We're joined now by Sinn Féin's foreign affairs spokesperson, Donnacha O'Leary. Donnacha O'Leary, you said yesterday that removing the triple lock seriously undermines Irish neutrality, but the Taoiseach said in that interview we just heard it would make no difference whatsoever to our neutral status.
I don't agree with that. And the first thing I'd say is, you know, a lot of the talk from the Taoiseach over the weekend has been modification, changes and so on. The reality is this is the ending of the triple lock. This will remove one of the three parts and the other two parts are effectively the same thing. So fundamentally what this will mean, whatever the intentions of the current Taoiseach or Taoiseach, into the future, the government of the day will be in a position to deploy Irish troops to any mission that they wish, to any location that they wish, provided they have a majority. We believe that that causes significant risk to our neutrality. If Irish peacekeepers are deployed outside of UN peacekeeping missions in locations we do not know where, for purpose we do not know which, into the future, and we have no doubt but that many other countries will potentially question our neutrality. Neutrality is something that is seriously valued by the Irish people. The opinion polls over the weekend reflect that, and I think that reflects a clear understanding of Ireland's place in the world and how we can best exercise our influence. Okay. We are not a major military power. The best way in which we can exercise influence in the world is as a neutral state that commands respect across the world.
But surely Ireland's sovereign parliament can decide on its own foreign policy on what Irish troops can and can't do.
Ireland's sovereign parliament has put in place legislation that says that, in our view, the strongest legal basis for peacekeeping missions is on the basis of a UN mandate. And I think that that has served us well. And it's part of the reason that our peacekeepers have such a strong international reputation, that we're so proud of them and what they have achieved over many years and are still achieving. And it's the basis on which Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments went to the country and said that people had nothing to fear from Nice or Lisbon or anything like that, and the military provisions therein, because we had the triple lock protection. So a lot of store was put in the triple lock neutrality protection by previous governments. The other thing I would say is this: in terms of prevention of Irish peacekeepers being able to participate in forces, it wasn't the UN Security Council that forced the withdrawal of Irish troops from the Golan Heights, which was highly regrettable. It was the neglect of the defence forces by the last number of governments, I think, but laid quite bare in the Examiner
today.
Sorry
to cut across, but the stated reason was that it was a strategic change in which Irish defence forces were going to be participating in EU battle groups.
It was a strategic change driven primarily by a shortfall in personnel and personnel who were in a position to attend. And what, you know, that is a reality. When you do not have enough people, you have competing interests. And unfortunately, this was the competing interest that lost out because of the neglect of the defence forces.
But if I can bring you back to the triple lock, effectively, is it the case that Sinn Féin is saying the Dáil can't be trusted? We have to have Big Brother, the UN, involved.
Well, the UN has already decided that it is important to have a strong international legal basis, and I would hope that the Dáil will decide again. Obviously, the government has a majority, but it's the basis of having a threshold, having a test. We do that in all sorts of legislation, that it isn't simply a question of a one-off vote, that the Dáil outlines what the safeguards should be for a particular decision or a particular policy. In our view, it is a strong and logical safeguard, and an essential safeguard, in my view, that there is a strong international basis, that it has. Peacekeepers are best trusted when they are wearing the blue helmet and when they are under a UN mandate. And I think talking about potentially deploying Irish troops to any kinds of missions. And that is the case. It would be absolutely at the discretion of the government of the day to deploy troops in any situation that they wanted. Okay. We are opposed to that.
Just one last question. The Taoiseach Simon Harris said that if there was going to be European force going into Ukraine on a peacekeeping basis in line with the UN Charter, then it would be hard for Ireland to recuse itself. Do you believe that such circumstances Irish troops should go?
Obviously, we don't have a peace at this moment in time. We hope for a peace. If there are peacekeeping missions in the Ukraine and if they have a UN mandate, then we would have an open mind to supporting that, absolutely, such as with any UN-backed mission. But it would have to have a UN mandate.
Sinn Féin's Foreign Affairs spokesperson, Donal O'Leary, thank you very much for joining us.